i podcast di radiobue.it.
So our idea with Melanie is to tell you some stories about her life here in Padova and then compare them to the Sri Lankan idea of students and so on.
Student life is more or less the same,
yeah,
wherever you are, I guess. But compared to the Sri Lankan students, we are, well, I would say, like, how do I say this? We study a lot.
Okay.
And I find Italians quite expressive and quite fun-loving people.
Yeah.
So maybe like we need to learn how to have proper fun from the Italians,
okay,
I guess. So that's a compliment.
Are you learning? Are you learning?
Well, yes, I'm trying to. There's a lot to learn. It's just too fast for me. So I'm just trying to keep up to the pace. But to begin with, I need to start to learn to speak a little bit of Italian. So, you know, that's a problem, because wherever I go, the Italian people have been super nice to me. They always speak to me in English.
Yeah.
So,
for real. Yeah, because normally we thought that in Italy nobody speaks English very well.
No, they do, surprisingly. Probably because they see my face, because they see how lost I am.
And they
understand that there's no other way to communicate with me. Okay. So then they speak the English they know with me.
What are a few words that you learned?
We don't want. Did you say 10 words?
No, kind words, not swear words, because I know swear
You mean
words.
You want me to say kind words in Italian?
Yeah, more or less.
I don't know. I just know, okay, like, ciao. And then when someone asks me, come stai, I always say bene, because I don't know how to say bad.
Okay, because.
So I just say it's good all the time. It's good. So and then they wouldn't ask me anything else, right? Like when I say I'm good, like when I say molto bene,
molto
they
bene.
Wouldn't ask me another question.
So that's okay from there. Yeah, you cannot be said here. So what about your ice skating experience?
Oh my god, that I have to admit, I'm ashamed to admit, actually, that was my first time I tried ice skating, because there's no ice or anything in Sri Lanka. Well, there are like places to ice skate, but then I've never tried it. So
okay. My
friends dragged me along last Friday, and I had a hard time balancing myself on the ice, and it was not actually ice skating, it was like walking on the ice for me.
Okay.
So I was holding the wall and trying to take baby steps at a time, whereas I saw like there were these girls who tried to, you know, like rotate and do like ballerina kind of things on the ice, and I was like, are they out of their mind? What the hell is wrong with all these people? But my friends were super nice. They were like, you know, they really dragged me to the center.
So at the end,
super nice, as in like I was really pissed off at them
at the end, do you ski or not? You skate or not?
I was able to like hold on to them and drag myself along the ice, but
okay,
I think that's a start.
Point.
Very good. Yeah.
So Melanie, thank you very much for being here.
Great.
We'll wait you, because you will be with us every week, more or less.
Mm-mm.
So we wait for your stories again.
Great, and I just I cannot wait to tell you more about you know, my experiences here. Thanks, guys. Love you.
Trova i nostri podcast su iTunes U e ascoltaci ovunque. Radio 2.it. We play different and everywhere.